guys started this, what, 2019?
2018. End of 2018.
Okay. So what is your role, and then what is Tony's role?
So my role is CEO. So basically, I'm like overseeing everybody, making like the decisions where we're going, and then just helping to develop each individual part, because like we're still making new areas every single day of like, okay, what's people's roles? What are they doing? Systems, processes, how do they make decisions without having to ask me? Like, that's really the goal. So that's what I'm working on currently. That's the interesting thing too about the positions that I'm in and the positions that we've both been, is it evolves over time.
Yeah.
And as the business changes, it's like there's different things that are needed to be done. And so basically I kind of have to go wherever is needed and whatever's going to be the best for the company. Tony is more of the marketer and more of like the back end stuff. So he's the one who does all the marketing and different things like that. And that's how we kind of started, was I was the sales guy, he was the marketer. And then obviously it kept just evolving and changing.
And then you're just hiring other sales guys under you guys, is that correct?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so we have sales guys, project managers, transaction coordinators, assistants. Okay. We now have a videographer who's just helping like produce content. We have a COO. Yeah, it's... Mm-hmm. It's a lot of different positions now.
That's awesome. How are you guys finding your deals?
Like, is finding?
It cold calling, lists?
Yeah, so finding, we do a lot of marketing. So there's texting, there's cold calling, there is direct mail. We do TV ads. We're actually filming one today, a new TV ad. We have bandit signs, but we're not going to talk about that because technically you're not supposed to put them out. So. And I'm trying to think of any other ones that we do. We post on garage sale sites, say, hey, we're buying houses. We buy from wholesalers, so other people who do this, we buy from them, because there's not a whole lot of people buying in town. Agents reach out to us, referrals now. I think we're like have the most 5-star reviews in Fort Wayne, so like people are kind of getting to know us now. So yeah, it's just like coming in from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I want to know, so are you guys mostly wholesaling your properties that you get, or are you getting, is it all about finding the deal so you can wholesale, you can flip,
mm-hmm.
can do the burr method, do all that stuff? What's kind of your business model with that?
That's a good question. It's evolved over time.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, like, dude, rentals. Rentals is the name of the game, and that's what we were told around here. You know, that's how everybody got wealthy. That's how you become a millionaire, is rentals, passive income. That's what Rich Dad Poor Dad talks about.
Nope.
So we started building that, and then used my job to refinance all these properties because I was making a decent amount of money, and I did not have a whole lot of debt. So then we were able to just, you know, use the Burr method.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the name of the game is always finding the good deals.
Yep.
That's always the best, because no matter what exit strategy you use, you're going to make money. But anyway, from there, we went to rentals, then we joined Ryan Pineda's program, and then he was like, dude, freaking couple $100 a month is not going to make a difference. And we're like, oh, dude, you're in Vegas, you don't know, Indiana's different, you know, we're a cash flow state, you're in appreciation, you just don't understand. And yeah, it kind of felt like we knew too much. And after about a year of him saying that, and then us seeing other people in different markets and flippers and stuff, like, all right, I think he's right, let's try it. So he suggested you train people, build an actual business that makes real money, and then you can go and invest in rentals with the excess money.
Okay.
So that's exactly what we did.
Uh-huh.
So I left my job of April of 21, and that's when we hired our first person. That's when we got the office space. That was when like it's like, all right, it's time to make some moves. And so we hired some people, and then that was when our trajectory just shifted completely. The funniest part, though, is that we bought more rentals in the process than we ever could have if we would have just tried to stay buying rentals. So now we have like 75 rental properties, about, I don't know, 15 of those are Airbnbs. And then we flip. Now we're buying a lot. We're buying like over 20 properties a month now.
Wow, okay.
So it's, we basically said, okay, forget about the rentals. Focus on wholesaling, flipping. That's it. You got two exit strategies. Well, maybe wholesale, which is where you just buy it, close it, and list it. That's it. That way, there's too many decisions that have to be made whenever you're going to analyze it. Is this going to be a rental? Is this going to be an Airbnb? Is this going to be a flip? Is this going to be a wholesale? It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So then the person who's making that decision would have to know everything that you know and learn everything at that point, make a decision. That's a lot. Instead of just analyzing, is this which one's going to be best, flip or wholesale? That's it. And so that's what we decided to do, and like just keep it simple and teach people exactly how to do the one area, and it's made a big difference. So
are most of your properties in Indiana, or are you all over the US?
No, it's all in Indiana. Okay. It's all in Indiana, 45-minute radius. That's the craziest part too, is for our population, for the amount of deals we're doing, is insane.
Yeah, that is.
Like for when I look at other people in like different areas like Vegas and stuff, there's obviously a lot more population, and so the amount of volume that we're doing per where we're at is pretty cool.
That's awesome. What made you choose Fort Wayne then for your office?
Oh, just because we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally it. We had no idea that this market was going to be good. We didn't do market research or anything like that. We were just like, all right, dude, we're here. Let's go do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like it does give us an advantage just by being able to go talk to the people, being well-known in the area. It builds credibility. So I think that all of that definitely helps. A lot of people are like, oh, you can go anywhere and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, you can. I think it's easier whenever you can talk to people like face-to-face.
Yeah. Are you looking to get into multifamily eventually?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you're doing all these flips and these wholesales, and then you're raising money, and then, like Ryan Pineda said, you're going to use that to invest in other things. Would you look into multifamily eventually?
Mm. So it's tough. Part of, like, the hardest thing that you can do as a real estate agent is pick a strategy and stay with it, because there's so many different things you can do with real estate.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways, and they work. You have commercial spaces, you have, you know, large multifamily like apartment buildings, you have subject to, you can do seller financing. Like, there's so many different strategies, and everybody's like, man, like, you know, it's good to have all these strategies, because then you can do whatever makes sense for the deal, which is like a great philosophy. But in practice, when you're really trying to scale and grow, it's a lot more difficult. So what we decided to do was niche and just go single family. We learned single family so freaking well.
Okay.
And we gotten really good at it. And so it's so hard, because yes, I want to do multifamily, and like, I think it makes a lot of sense, but it also like is not our bread and butter. It's not where we're really good at. So it makes a whole lot more sense just to stay with single family right now. And there's different people out there that say that single family is better, and different people that say multifamily is better. You know, Grant Cardone says that buying a single family is one of the dumbest decisions you can ever make. And I'm like, all right, this guy's crazy. Then Chris Krohn, I don't know if you know who that is, but he says that like you should only be buying a single family. So there's different philosophies, and I think that it makes sense for different people. Right now, we are not going to multifamily, because I think we could do it, but it's a whole nother ball game, and it's not what we do on a daily basis, and what we do is working really well. So I'd rather double down on that and then just say no. That is the hardest part for people, is saying no to opportunities. Because in the beginning, the only way that you're ever going to get to where you want to go is by saying yes to opportunities. Then when you get to a certain level, you got to learn when to say no to opportunities, because every opportunity is probably a good opportunity when you're at that level. You're talking to high-level people that can really make stuff happen. But then you have to decide, is that alignment with where I want to go, what I want to do, and is it going to make sense for me long-term? It's not just about, is this going to make money? Is it going to make money? Yeah, but that's not the highest importance anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hard decision, but as of right now, we're not. If one fell in our lap and we saw it, it'd be difficult. Now, I would say like stuff like 20 and under, like units, it's not really like that scary for us.
Yeah,
when you start getting about 50 and up, that's when it's like, okay, we'd have to probably bring in partners or do something different. It would more be like of a side thing, not something that we're focusing on though. It'd be more like if somebody brought it to us and, hey, there's a great opportunity here.
Okay.
And it was more passive, not thinking about it.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.